Kentucky Rich by Fern Michaels. I'd like to dedicate this book to two wonderful people, Helen and Bob Croshar. Prologue. 30 years later. The two brothers watched from the window as a black limousine crunched to a stop in the middle of the gravel driveway. In silence, they watched a uniformed driver step out and open the rear passenger door. Their jaws dropped when they saw a slender, long-legged woman dressed in brown leather boots, well-cut jeans and white shirt emerge and look around. A sun-darkened hand reached up to adjust tinted glasses before she tipped the brim of her pearly white Stetson to reveal a mane of thick sable-brown hair.
"Who the hell's that?"
Rye Coleman demanded of his brother.
"How the hell should I know?"
Pine said.
"Whoever she is, she's coming up to the porch. I think you should open the door."
When his older brother made no move to greet their guest, Pine started toward the door, but it opened before he could reach it. The strange woman blew in like a gust of wind. Without a glance in the brother's direction, she headed straight for the stairway leading to the second floor.
"Hey, just a damn minute,"
Rye shouted.
"Who the hell are you to walk in here like you own the place?"
She turned to face them and smiled as she lowered her dark glasses. "I do own it, Rye. At least a third of it. Don't you recognize me, big brother?" Rye's eyes widened with shock. Pine walked toward her.
"Neely? Is it really you?"
"In the flesh," she said, thinking it funny that neither one of them had recognized her. She'd known them the moment she'd seen them, not by the family resemblance, but by the slump of their shoulders. Her smile vanished as she glanced back at the stairs. "Where is he?" Pine's head jerked upward. Neely nodded. "You two stay here," she ordered. "This is between me and him. I have something I want to say to him, and I don't want..."